Hi, we are QFM presenters, and today our guest is a former Premier League superstar who played for West Ham United, Sunderland and captained Southend. He's now a very successful pundit. Welcome, Anton Ferdinand. First of all, what is a pundit?
A pundit is somebody who sits on TV and talks about football. I'm lucky enough to not only have played the game at the highest level, but being able to sit and have a job where I can talk about the game that I love. So I'm very, very lucky.
Did you think about going into football management?
I did think about going into management at first. But because my footballing career took me away from my family for so long, I knew that if I were to become a manager, my kids wouldn't have seen me for the majority of the time, because I would have been so dedicated to winning and being the best manager I could possibly be that it would have taken up all of my time. So I chose not to do it.
Today we are all wearing red to show racism. The red card, tell us more about that.
The campaign Show Racism the Red Card is something that's really, really important to me personally, but I feel it's important to society as a whole. Showing all people from different walks of life that it's okay to not always be the same, to be comfortable in yourself and in how you are as a person, and being comfortable enough to be comfortable in how you are. I think showing people and allowing people to know that you're not defined by the colour of your skin is something that is important to society, because if more people felt like that, then society would be a much better place.
Who's your cutest child?
They all look like me. So.
But the question is, who's the cutest?
As a baby, it was definitely you.
Let's go.
Who do you think is the best defender, past or present?
The best defender for me personally was Rio Ferdinand, my brother. The defenders that you watch and idolise today are all based on Rio as a footballer. So. To be the person who's the pinnacle of somebody who everyone looks to and wants to play like, you can't look no further than him.
In your opinion, who is West Ham's best player right now?
In my opinion, West Ham's best player is Declan Rice. What he epitomises, the way that he carries himself as the new club captain, but his performances on and off the pitch have been fantastic since he became a West Ham regular, and just seeing what he does for England just cements that for me.
Who's the best player have played against and why?
I'll say one that you know, Cristiano Ronaldo probably would be the best player that I've played against. It was surreal lining up in a tunnel and him standing next to me ready to go out on the pitch, but it's something that I'll never ever forget. He's now gone down as probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest player to ever play football. And say that I've actually played against him is something that really, really, really I'm proud of.
In their prime, who was better, Ronaldo or Messi?
Humble opinion is Cristiano Ronaldo. And the reason why for me is Cristiano Ronaldo is because I understand and know how hard it is to become an actual football player. Messi naturally was unbelievable and is unbelievable. He's got a natural talent. Cristiano Ronaldo, his work ethic and dedication is what has made him what he is today, and that's why for me he is the best.
Who do you think is the best winger in the Premier League right now?
Who's the best winger?
Sonny.
No chance. Is it
Salah.
No chance.
Salah.
It's not Salah either. Who's the best in the league at the moment?
Diaz.
He would actually be up there.
Yes.
Diaz. I'm actually going to say Diaz.
Yes.
Luis Diaz at Liverpool is a fantastic winger, and he's somebody that has come to the Premier League and actually taken it by storm.
If you had a FIFA card today, what do you think would be your rating?
What is my actual rating on FIFA? Because I know you know it.
Well, you don't have a card now, do you?
Yeah, when I was playing. Your highest was 89. I'll go with 89 and I'll take that.
Well, that was your highest when you were young.
Take 89 then. I'll take 89.
What do you think it takes to make it as a footballer?
Being coachable, which means listening and taking on board advice, taking on board instructions, but most importantly, having a work ethic and working harder than anybody else on that pitch. They're the two things you need to become a footballer.
What was your pre-match meal when you played football?
I was quite superstitious when I played, so I would have bolognese, especially if we was playing away from home, it was in a hotel. I'd have bolognese, a bit of chicken, some broccoli, and then I'd have two Weetabix after it.
What was the hardest stadium to play at?
Either Everton, Goodison Park, or Old Trafford, Manchester United.
How old were you when you signed for West Ham?
I signed for West Ham when I was 9 years old. As a kid, that's when I first started playing for West Ham at nine, and then played all the years, and I ended up leaving West Ham at 23. So from 9 to 23, I played for West Ham.
How old were you when you made your debut?
I made my professional debut at 18, but the first time I ever trained with the first team or was ever on the bench, I was just turned 17, and it was away at Old Trafford at Man United.
Who's the best manager you had and why?
Alan Pardew at West Ham. The reason being was because at the age that I had him, I was 19, and he treated me like an adult, which is what I needed at the time. He would never say to me, Anton, you must do this, you must do that. He would give me advice and allow me to make my decision on how I implement his advice. And something I'm always saying is to make sure that you represent yourself right and your standards within yourself are right. And he used to hammer that and drum that into me every single day.
Who's winning the Champions League?
It will never be Spurs.
It will never be Liverpool.
No, it won't be Liverpool either this year. I think either Man City or PSG.
Who's the funniest player in your West Ham team?
That's Mr. Wade question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How's that?
That's me.
Is that you?
Yeah.
The funniest player in my West Ham team was probably Bobby Zamora. When you hear people doing teammate, it's normally either me or him that they pick out as being the funniest. So I have to say Bobby Zamora.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.